Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, time for a little. Your guess is as good as mine. It's an easy game to play. We get a contestant on the line. You pick from one of two categories and see if you can get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. So who's ready to play? Your guess is as good as mine.
Hello, Ray. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
A ray of sunshine. Ray, your categories. Today we have the top 10 favorite natural disasters. Actually, they are what Americans believe to be the scariest natural disasters.
Any of them.
Then we have the top 10 cities for the most expensive groceries in the United States. So, do we want to go groceries or do we want to go natural disasters?
Natural disasters.
Natural disasters.
Well, aren't you full of darkness? You said ray of sunshine.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So the poll asked Americans, what's the scariest natural disasters? Ray, there are 10. Just try to get as many right in the category before three strikes and you're out.
Her name was Catherine. Natural disaster and terrifying.
Sounds like a hurricane.
You want to start with a hurricane?
Yeah.
That comes in fourth place. 33% of Americans said that was their scariest natural disaster scenario.
I think it depends where you live. And how you know, in Maryland, we would get hurricanes, but we always got the remnants of whatever had messed up Florida or the Carolinas.
Right.
Never as bad for us as it was for them.
Yeah. But after watching that Katrina documentary that Ted turned me on to, that's hurricanes, some serious stuff for sure. All right, you're one for one, Ray.
All right, how about tornadoes?
Tornado is number one.
Yeah,
that's
got to be.
That is the scariest natural disaster, a tornado. 46% of Americans say they're terrified of them.
Do people just sit in their bunkers and just watch Wizard of Oz when there's a tornado going on outside?
Again, just one quick thing about Wizard of Oz. Dorothy's riding back to her house.
Yeah.
There's a fence, but the fence does not cover the entire front yard. She still opens the door to the fence as opposed to running around the side. And Mike, you pointed out, family doesn't let her ass
they
in.
They don't.
Yeah.
She's literally pounding on the door. Let me in! And nobody actually opens the damn door.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we can't hear because of the storm.
Yeah, it's like the guy that was fly fishing earlier. Just like, good luck to you.
He's having a blast down there. Also, for the record, sometimes with bad hurricanes, they spark tornadoes inside the hurricane.
Yep.
That's some of the worst damage.
Yes, they do.
Isn't that awesome?
I've seen one.
Thank you, Mother Nature.
All right, Ray, two for two. Tornado hurricanes are correct. There are eight remaining. You have no strikes against you. What's your next pick?
Earthquake.
Earthquake is third. 35% of Americans are scared of an earthquake. Back to the Mariners.
I've been through one.
Back to the Mariners. We got a better chance of getting an earthquake than the Mariners in the playoffs, did you guess?
I'd say you have a better chance of an earthquake than them winning a title.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Just get to one. So, Mike, I'm not trying to make anybody feel bad.
I know you're not, dude. It's fine.
It's sad
their stupid fault.
You've been calling it all year.
I have.
I mean, it's not
I've
like
called it the last 2 years.
You've never been wrong.
They have the big presentation, and I get so excited. There's a heartwarming feeling every time the home opener, they open the door, there's the fireworks, and boom, they get the red carpet. Here they come, announcing each and every one, and I get jacked up. And every time I do, I think the same thing. I hate this team. I hate this team because these guys are going to break my heart in a few months.
You know the end of the movie, right?
Yes!
I'll tell you the end of the movie. I know you're going to watch it.
It's the Titanic.
No, it's not. It's Cal Raleigh in a Yankee uniform.
Yeah.
That's how this always ends. The best player. Sorry.
You're not wrong,
I know
Miles.
It stings. I'm just getting you ready.
The Yankees watch the good players and then overpay them
to be there.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I love them, but doggone it is the most toxic relationship in my life.
All right, Ray. Three for three. What's your next guess on natural disasters?
Primary.
How about volcanoes?
Ooh. How about volcanoes? Believe it or not, volcano is number 10 on the list. There are a few. The West Coast has them. Alaska has them. Hawaii obviously has them.
But I think it's different,
Oregon
right?
has them.
Because
but other than that,
Hawaii, right, their volcano's kind of always erupting. So unless something crazy happens, they're just used to it.
It's kind of a
when
slow
Mount
bubble.
When Mount St. Helens blew, like, nobody really saw that coming. Or the one in Iceland. Like, well, those are the ones that take you by surprise.
The reason they're number 10 obviously is based on the fact that geographically, most people, they don't know it at Yellowstone or wherever the hell that is.
Right.
But there's not a lot of volcanoes to look at and be scared of.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not one of the most scary things in the United States because people don't have them.
Until they blow.
Exactly. All right, Ray, you're four for four. Six natural disasters left on the list.
Let's go with floods.
Flash flood is number six. 26% of Americans, they are scared of the fact that there could be a flood, and they should be.
I'll tell you what, you're watching that Katrina thing, and it's more about the flooding than the hurricane itself. And I watched one of those, I can't remember the name of it on NBC, but basically, we are fight will to live, something like that. I was like, three of them have been about flooding, and different, and all of their stories are freaking god awful just for how long it lasts.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ray, I will tell you this. One, two, three of the remaining natural disasters could very well happen in Washington State.
Oh, I'm guessing that's got to be like avalanche, mudslide. Right.
I wonder,
forest fires.
I like that idea. Let's do mudslide.
Mudslide. Mudslide's number nine. I mean, think of what happened just north of here.
Yeah.
And how catastrophic that was.
And you would not have thought about it until it happened.
Until it happened. Okay.
I'm guessing forest fires have to be up there, man. If you're saying Washington State would be privy to this kind of thing.
What about tsunami?
Fires.
Ooh, yes.
What did you say, Ray?
I agree. Fires.
You're going to go fires. Wildfire is number five. That is 30% of the people. All right. So far, Ray, you've got number one, tornadoes. Number three, earthquake. Hurricanes are at four. Wildfire, five. Flood is at six. Nine is a mudslide. And 10 is a volcano eruption.
So we're missing something pretty obvious here, and I wonder if it's just a docile one like thunderstorms.
We dealt with it last week.
Well, Ted turned in with tsunami, and I thought about it too.
Tsunami.
Tsunami.
Number two.
Yep.
43% of people are terrified by the idea of a tsunami.
I would not have known until 2005. Indonesia.
Oh, yeah.
That was my first, like, when you actually see the devastation it caused. Like, holy crap.
Okay, Ray, here's the next hint. You have no strikes against you, but both of these phenomenon are caused by extreme weather. The two that remain. Extreme weather one way or another.
How about a lightning storm?
Lightning storm, not on the list.
But could be a blizzard, possibly?
Yeah, I was thinking blizzard.
Blizzard
there
suck.
You go. That's got to be it.
You want to go to DQ? Okay, you got it. Number eight, a blizzard is correct.
Nice.
Butterfinger. Always go Butterfinger.
Oh, no, Oreo, sir.
Butterfinger.
Oreo.
Butterfinger. You
have the Butterfinger? I'll take the Oreo.
If you had a Butterfinger blizzard.
Yeah.
You know you can put two things in there?
Really?
Yes, you can.
Shocking.
Yes. How about that? Okay, there's one left, right? One strike against you.
Shocking.
How about...
It's a wild world we're living in.
What's that?
It just happened in Arizona. The dust storm.
The haboob.
Oh, the haboob. The haboob is not on the list. The haboob shows up in spot number 13. The reason being that only down there are people really exposed to
right.
that. So it's not the scariest thing for a lot of Americans. But you're in the right area of the country for the one that remains.
Oh, what about just drought?
Drought.
Drought.
You know.
It's not a bad call.
It causes flash floods.
Not bad. I'm going to go with it.
You're going to go drought? You got it. Knocked them all out.
Oh, yeah. You're welcome.
10 for 10. Heat wave and drought. So there you go. Here are the 10 scariest natural disasters. At number 10, we've got a volcano eruption. Mudslide at 9. 8 is a blizzard. 7 is a drought or heat wave. 6, flash flooding. 5, a wildfire. Hurricane is a 4. 3, earthquake. Tsunami 2. And the number 1 scariest natural disaster, that would be a tornado.
Yep.
As 46% of Americans say they are terrified of those. All right, coming up at 5:08, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.